Hare Krishna. So welcome to all of you. Today's nurses program on Friday, 26th of April. So what do you think, moment you think of Hanuman, what comes to your mind? Great devotion to God. Great devotee of God.
Bhakti.
Bhakti. Yes. What comes to your mind? Huh? Honest. Honest what? Yes. Mukta, what comes to your mind? Balshali. Unlimited strength. Yes. Who are the new people? Who? Ah, okay. Yes, yes. Gopikant is reminding me of that whoever comes for the first time in this meeting, we should welcome that person. So Madam Pati Bhide has come for the first time in this meeting. So we would loudly chant Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Hari Bol. Hari Bol. This is the Vaishnava way of welcoming new person. This meeting is going on since year 2004. When we began our hospital again after closure, we had closed one time. So when we opened, we established this meeting. How many of you were you there from 2004 in this meeting? Jesse is there. And Tracy also. When we began this meeting in 2004, you are there. Who else was there? Only two. Yes, everybody is new. Just see. Madam Kulkarni is not there. She is there now. Madam Dalvi is there now. She has not come? Busy, okay. So, see how times are changing. Huh? One time I also will not be there. Imagine. Hare Krishna. So you tell me now, what comes to your mind when Hanumanji comes to your mind, thought? That's all? Nothing else? Sankat Mochan. Emergency problem, conflict resolution. Emergency problem solution. What else?
Loyalty
to the master. Nobody thinks of service, seva. Seva is the topmost emblem of Hanumanji's life. In fact, there is something called as dasyaras. Dasyaras means there are different ways one can serve the Lord. One way is that one becomes his servant, actual servant. Another way is that he can become his friend. Like the friends they have in Vrindavan, they play with him. Sri Dama, Vrishabh and Madhu Mangal, they are great friends. They are all servants, but they become friends. Then one can serve the Lord as mother and father also. Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, Kausalya, Dasharath, they are all our parents of Krishna. But they still serve him. And another love is, highest love is conjugal love. It is Madhuri Ras. That means in conjugal sentiments of husband and wife or a girlfriend, boyfriend, that is the highest way of serving the Lord. And the gopis are in that mood. They serve the Lord, but they are in that bhav. Their relationship is on conjugal platform. And it is explained that Hanumanji is the topmost example of servitude. If anything comes to your mind about seva, the first person is Hanumanji. And then there are unlimited people behind that. But Hanumanji is supposed to be the personality who actually, whenever you talk about Dasya, first person in mind is Hanumanji. That is the position. His servitude is so much that nothing can stop him from serving the Lord. For example, one time, Lakshman and Shatrughna and Bharat and Sita and many people like that, they thought, this Hanumanji, na, when you come late, you disturb situation. That you should understand. People's minds are going from Hanumanji to you. This is not good. So, One time, Lakshman, Sita, Bharat, Shatrughna, and everybody else thought that this Hanumanji is taking away all services. You know, wherever we go, want to serve Lord Ram, he is in there. Matlab, in Marathi language, Sagathikana Nakupas. Everywhere he is there. Wherever your service is there, he is there. So what we will do one day is that we will just enlist all the services that we can do to Lord Ram, and we will divide it among ourselves. And we will not leave anything for him. And we will see what happens. So they made the list of services, right from menial services, minor services, to make big services, and divided among themselves everything. So Hanumanji came and he said, what about me? What is the seva for me? So they said, no seva for you. You see, all sevas are all occupied already. He said, acha? So he said, fine. So everybody started occupying the seva in the house, in the assembly, in the bedroom, in the dining room, everywhere, during bath, you know, giving water, everything is all occupied. So Hanumanji said, I will do one seva. Because they wanted Hanumanji, this story is there because they wanted to actually explore, manifest Hanumanji's glories, how great he is. They had all appreciation for Hanuman, but they wanted the world to know how great Hanuman is. So all the places were occupied. Bedroom was occupied, somebody serving, assembly somebody serving, house somebody serving, running somebody serving, when he goes for walk somebody serving. So all places also occupied. So that nobody, he should not even enter that area only. So he said, one seva is remaining, he said. That when Lord Ram will yawn, I will do like this. What is it called in English? Huh? English mein kya bolte hai isko? I don't know what it's called in English. So this sound I will make so that when he yawns, you know, it's not disturbed by insects. So now what happened is, they said that, okay, fine. But he was everywhere because anywhere Lord Ram can yawn. No? He can yawn while brushing, he can yawn while going to bathroom, he can yawn while taking prasad, or yawn while in the assembly also somebody is talking for a long time, then he will yawn. Maybe sometimes when I give lecture, everybody is yawning like that. He can yawn. So he was not even everywhere, but right in front of him also. Because like this, you know, waiting. So then they all surrendered to him and they said, fine, we were simply trying to bully you and make fun of you. But now we understood that nobody can beat you in service to Lord Ram. Another time, he's why we serve anybody? What is the purpose of serving anybody? Tell me. What a love. And the most important purpose of serving anybody is to please that person. The object of our service, I want to please. If I want to serve you, then I want to please you through my service. It's not just say, for the sake of pleasing me that I have served. Not for that reason. Not for the reason that I want to serve and I have served. For my satisfaction of service, I am serving. It's not like that. The real purpose of service is to please whom we are serving. And the real fulfillment and perfection of our service is the person whom we are serving is pleased. That is the barometer. That if you are pleased, then my service is successful. If it is low, high, then important. If you are happy with what I did, then my service is perfect. So one day he saw Sita putting kumkum on her hair. All of you ladies are putting, so many of you are putting. So he was very curious. He was like a son to Sita actually. Sita would always treat him like a son. And he would always approach her as mother. Mother Sita, Sita Mai. So he went and said, Sita Mai, what are you doing? So she said, my dear child, I am putting this red pigment. Then why are you putting red pigment? So she said, what to tell a brahmachari boy? So it's difficult to explain marriage, sindoor daan, ceremony, this, that. So she said, in a very simple word, sometimes you have to explain to your child in simple words. So what would you say? If I ask Janet, what would you say to your son in simple words? Sign of marriage. What will you say?
Symbol.
Symbol of marriage. Yes? Okay. So she said that, she said in a very simple way. She said that this pleases Lord Ram. When I put this, Lam is very happy. This is the answer she thought she will tell him. my God, this fellow so becomes so happy. Why? By putting this red pigment, he becomes so happy. So next day what he did is, that sindoor, he applied on whole body, full body, and sat on the way of the assembly of Ram's Darbar. Sat there on the way. Everybody is laughing, looking at him. What is this? And then Ram comes. And Ram is so surprised. Why, Hanumanji, what happened today? What happened to you? Why you like this? He said, Mother Sita told me that when she puts little sindoor, she becomes so happy. So I thought I'll put on my whole body and please you in multiples of times. If she puts, suppose, 0.5 gram, then you become so happy. And if I put on my body for 20 grams, then it becomes so happy, happiness to you. So Lord Ram was very happy. See, he didn't bother even what people are saying. So when we see Hanumanji in temple now with sindoor full, we should remember that attitude of pleasing the master at any cost. Even at the cost of being funny, at the cost of being laughed at, or being ridiculed at. People are making fun of him, but he didn't care. So as long as my master is happy, I do not care what people are thinking about. So that's why on Shanivar when we go to Hanumanji Mandir, he's always drenched with sindoor. And that sindoor we take out and also put on our head. Why we put on our head? What is the reason behind it? My mummy ne bhi kiya tha, toh main bhi karta hu. Bhai bhi karta hai, pitaji bhi karta hai, toh main bhi karta hu. What is the reason behind it? So that we can get a iota of his service attitude to his master. A trace of desire that he has to please his master, that trace we should also get. So we are applying on our head. That sindoor is symbolic of, as you said, sindoor is symbolic of marriage. But for Hanumanji, sindoor is symbolic of service. Not even service, service to please the spiritual master. That is important. Not only service, service intended, aimed at pleasing the master completely. And that too at any cost. No social barrier, no what thinking of oneself. There is no self in that. What will happen to me is not the thought. Will there be any reaction on my body? Will I look funny or what? There is no consideration. There is no self into the consideration. So what is sindoor is telling you? Symbol of service to the master, to please him without consideration of one's own self. That is the meaning of the sindoor. And Hanumanji is, you know, such a fantastic personality. No? All of you may be knowing that when Hanumanji was born, he just, so powerful he was, being son of Vayu, son of wind god. So he just saw a sun in the sky. That famous story, you know, but I will tell you in a different way. So he just jumped in the sky. He said, nice fruit, I want to eat. So sun god is looking like an orange, like a sweet fruit. Early morning when you see, it's very sweet. It's not scorching or burning. So when he was going towards sun, the same time it was supposed to be a lunar eclipse. That means Rahu was going to come and cover the moon. So Rahu was going from one direction to cover the sun. And here this boy is flying in the sky to eat the sun. So Rahu said, "Arre, who can come at this time towards sun? I am supposed to go and cover the sun, cover the moon. Who is this person coming?" So he went and complained to Indra. He is a king of gods, so demigods. So Indra was worried actually because such speed he was coming. So what Indra did was, Indra said his elephant. What is the name of the elephant of Indra? Airavat. So Airavat had 5 trunks, you know, and he's a very celestial, big, divine elephant. So he started coming towards moon. So this boy saw, oh, another fruit. He started going to him to attack him. So then Indra was saying, this is a very serious matter now. He's either going to eat sun, a moon, sun or moon? Sun. I'm making a mistake. Sun. Or he's going to eat my elephant. So then Indra took it seriously and he took out his vajra, that is his weapon, invincible weapon, vajra, and he threw at Hanuman. And that weapon went and hit Hanumanji over here, in the middle of the chin. And so hard it hurt that he fell on the ground unconscious. From the skies he fell on the ground unconscious. Similarly, Vayudev became very upset. You have put your hardest weapon the biggest weapon of yours, you are known by Vajra. Like Vayu has Vayavyastra, Agni has Agniyastra. This is the weapon. There are many weapons, but they have this, the highest weapon. You have sent your highest weapon on my child, such a small baby, and made him unconscious. He's so putting in his lap, his son on the lap, and he is angry, crying. And what did he do? He choked up the whole universe. But what is Vayu's duty? What's the duty of Vayu? To give you Vayu. To maintain you, sustain you. And the Vayu is also moving inside the joints also. What do you say? Sandhivat, Ardhanga Vayu. What is the meaning of that? When the Vayu in the body, the circulation is in difficulty, that time you get paralyzed. How one can pass urine and stool also? Because of the movement of Vayu. How you can move your hands and legs and running here and there. I am speaking also. Is the coordination of breath and Vayu. When I am breathing very hard, I cannot speak the way I am speaking now to you. So it's all coordination of the breath, that is Vayu. And the Vayu is there in the stomach also. Vayu is there in the intestine also. Vayu is there in the joints also. Vayu is there in the brain also. So what he did, he choked up all the air in the whole creation. And because of that, everybody became stunned. They could not move only because there was no Vayu there. Nobody could breathe. So all of them came running to Indra. Please, there is no Vayu. So then all the demigods came down where he was sitting with the baby in the lap. And they all begged forgiveness. Please, release us. Send Vayu again. So he sent Vayu again. And then they also brought Hanuman to consciousness. He was called Hanuman because his Hanu, his chin was divided into two. That's why the name came Hanuman. Before he was known as Anjaneya. Anjaneya is the son of Anjani or Kesari Nandan, like that, or Pavarnasuta. From here, you know, he was known as Hanuman. So in this situation, everybody blessed him. The big list, I don't remember now, the big list is there. That everybody came and said, my weapon will not affect you. Brahmastra, Brahmapas will not affect you. No demon can kill you, no demigod can kill you. All of them gave a lot of powers to him. The big list is there. So Hanumanji became very proud because he was a baby. Proud in the sense, you know, he started became mischievous. And he became very mischievous. He used to go and tease sadhus and did so many things he would do. Mischievous activities. Sadhus were all disturbed. And plus he was so powerful, nobody could do anything to him. But one of the boon was, Suryadev said that I will give knowledge to you. Lord Sun, Sun God is for two things, for health and for knowledge. So people worship Sun God for good health. So he said that I am always moving in my chariot to give light to everybody. So I am not free. If you want to learn, you have to come on my chariot. And while I am doing my duty, I will teach you. So he said, I am supposed to be a student. I can't sit at the level of my master to learn. I have to be below the master. Like this I should be. And you should be like this, then I can learn from you. I can't sit next to you on the same bench and start learning. So he said, what to do now? So he said, I have a unique idea. He said, I will run backwards in front of your chariot. Ek bar Amitabh Bachchan, wo shooting ke andar, malum hai na? He had some injury on the abdomen. And he was unconscious for so many days. And 19 bottles of blood he received. At that time I remember, in paper one news had come that for Amitabh Bachchan's speedy recovery, somebody had walked backwards to Siddhivinayak. From some long distance, he walked ulta to Siddhivinayak. Whenever I tell this story, I remember that. That for somebody's sake, this fellow is walking backwards. But Hanumanji was running backwards. Chariot was going forward. Hanumanji was running backwards all the while for years together till Surya Dev finished his education to him. Imagine the determination, the desire, how much sincere one can be. Do you have any student like this? That you are saying in your nursing school? That you say, I am very busy and you have to, I am going to run to catch the train now. So you have to run with me, then only I will teach you. So he said, Varam, thank you, tomorrow I will meet you. But this fellow is so sincere. He wants to gain knowledge. He became very knowledgeable, extreme knowledgeable. So he had so much of knowledge, but he was so humble at the same time. At the same time, he was so humble. His humility is one of the emblem of his personality. So it is said that the moment you get something in life, now what first thing happens to you? Suppose you get 1 crore rupees today. First thing what happens to you, you become proud. Suppose you buy from a smaller car to a bigger car, immediately you become proud. You go to a smaller house to a bigger house, what happens to you? You become proud. And he had so many attributes, not one attribute. He had knowledge, strength, power, wisdom, every single thing he had. So he can be the maximum proud person. But he was at the same time very, very extremely humble. He was so humble that Suryadev, when he gave him all knowledge, so time came to give Guru Dakshina. So Sun God said, I have one desire, that my son Sugriva is born on earth to assist Lord Ram in his pastimes. But his brother Vali, who is Indra's son, is very atrocious, very powerful, and he always keeps troubling him. So I have a promise to take from you, that you promise me that, I know you are very strong and very intelligent, very devoted, very knowledgeable and all virtues. So I want to promise from you that you will always remain with my son and protect him. So he remained as a son of Sugriva, as a servant of Sugriva. Although he was much, much more powerful in knowledge and intelligence and everything, but still as Guru Dakshina, he never showed Sugriva that I am more powerful than you. And another humility that Hanumanji exhibited, Hanumanji is the only personality where Lord Ram did not take with him back to Ayodhya. Ayodhya means spiritual world. He went to Ayodhya in the world here, but when all of them went back to Vaikuntha, Hanumanji was told, you stay here only. Till the time my name is recited, till the time my katha is being told, you will remain here. So it is explained that whenever we talk about Lord Ram, about his pastimes and activities, Hanumanji is there in the assembly, in invisible form. So wherever Ram Lila is being described, Hanumanji comes there and listens to Ram Katha till the time you recite. So this Hanumanji, how I came to this point, I forgot. Okay, so he remained here. So he remained in next yuga also, even today he is there. So next yuga, Lord Ram was not there, Lord Krishna came. Lord Ram came in form of Krishna. And time came of Mahabharata war. So Mahabharata war, Hanumanji was given one seva. Anybody knows that seva? Anybody knows? What service Hanumanji was given in Mahabharata war? He was told that you come in the flag as Kapidhwaj. Kapidhwaj meaning one earth. Monkey. She said, on the flag of Arjuna's chariot, you just assemble there, you ascend there, become the flag. You become like a flag. And only job you have is to roar, do garjana. And do such garjana that by the sound of your garjana, the all Kaurava army will tremble in fear. That is the only service. Now imagine, Hanumanji was so powerful that, actually speaking, everybody knew that Hanumanji could have killed Ravan when he went to bring Sita. No? That time only he could have finished Ravan, everybody, and he could have brought Sita back also. But Hanumanji restrained himself. Why restrained himself? If Sita was stolen and Sita was to bring back, we have to bring back Sita, and he can do it, but he still didn't do it. Why is that? He never thought like this. No? One reason is that Sita was unhappy, because Sita said, Ravan forcefully touched me and dragged me. I never wanted to go with Ravan. I'm a chaste lady, chaste to my husband. So Ravan dragged me out of force. So I had to be in touch with his body. But now it is willful. It is by desire I have to go. But with desire I'll not climb on you. You may take me on your shoulder, but you are another man and I am married to Lord Ramchandra. That is one desire, one reason why he did not. He wanted respect. And second thing, he wanted to give all the glory of the victory over Ravan to his master Ramchandra. He didn't want to take that glory to him, he killed Ravan and he rescued Sita. He wanted that glory to go to his master. So he went just to see. Also when Indrajit, you know what he did, he found Sita first of all. Then he gave the ring to Sita to identify that I am from Ram, I come from Lord Ram, the proof. Then they had discussion. He told her, come with me. She said no. Then he went and destroyed the forest of Ashok One. And the whoever came to protest Ashok One, he killed them also. For example, he killed the son of Ravan, Akampan. Akshay Kumar. Akshay Kumar came first to attack. Who is this monkey destroying my father's forest? So he killed him. So Ravan was very surprised. How can Akshay Kumar be killed by a monkey? So powerful. So many other monkeys, demons came. Hanumanji killed them also. Then the news came that he has killed many more demon leaders. So Ravan said, bus enough. We can't get all the soldiers killed by a monkey. Indrajit, you go. His eldest son, who has defeated Indra also in the war. So his name is Indrajit, Meghnad. So he went and he saw this monkey is extraordinary. He is just killing demons like anything. So what he released Brahmapash. Brahmapash means those ropes which Brahma has control over. And when you tie up somebody with Brahmapash, nobody can be released. Nobody can be released from that. So Indrajit, when he chanted the mantra of Brahmapash and released Brahmapash, immediately we bowed down. Now Brahma had already given him boon that my Pash will not bind you. But still he chose to be bound for two reasons. One is because it's Brahma's Pash. So to honor Brahma, he said, I will not fight with that Pash or defeat that Pash. I will surrender to that. And second thing is, he said, it's a good opportunity for me to go and see inside the assembly of Ravan what's happening. It's only a good opportunity for me to go get entry and see everything. Who is the warrior there? Who are the people there? And what are situations are? Who all are there? I can inform my Lord Ram. So again, humility. He could have defeated Pash also, but he still did not do that. So he had so much power. But still when Lord Krishna told him that you have to only make sound. So for a big man who can win Mahabharata war single-handedly for Pandavas, he could have said, oh Arjuna, Bhima, just sit down. I will manage everything here. Don't have to worry about it. You just sit down and watch. I will finish all the army of Kauravas. When you have such power, what you are told? To only roar. You can say, kya sir, you are giving this service to me. I am worthy of such a big service. I can finish all the army myself. But still, because it's the order of the Lord, he will not think that service is big or high. Worthy of me or not worthy of me. If service is given, it has to be done. If today master tells you, pick up this cover lid and put back in the shelf. And tomorrow he tells, conduct manager's meeting and decide strategy for the next whole year. Both times he will do it enthusiastically. He will not see, today my service is very great, I am very happy to do it. And tomorrow he says, what is this, only this service, I can tell servant also. Why is it told to me? But service means service. When master tells you, you have to just do it. So Hanumanji was sitting on the chariot only roaring. And Arjuna had so many questions. Why to kill Karna now? Why to do this now? Why to do that now? So many questions he had. Hanumanji was thinking, I have answers to all these questions. I can do it immediately. But humility means no questioning and not showing what you are. You just do what has been told to you. Lord Krishna used Hanumanji. This is a very fantastic story which I am going to tell now. Lord Krishna one time saw that Rukmini Devi is becoming proud because of her beauty. And Rukmini Devi was thinking that Lord Krishna spends maximum time with her. So she thought that I may be very beautiful and I may be having all best qualities. But she was more getting proud for her beauty. That she thought that I am most beautiful of all the 16,108 queens. And then Chakra, the Lord's weapon, he was thinking, I am indefeatable. In any war, when I am released, nobody can beat me. Even Brahmastra cannot defeat me. So Chakra thought that I am invincible. I am most powerful weapon of the Lord. So he became very proud. And third person who got proud was Garuda. Garuda thought, I fly with such a speed that no other carrier, no other vimana, no other aeroplane can be faster than me. That is why Vishnu, Krishna always chooses me. It doesn't take any other chariot. It takes me only. And I go with the speed of wind. So you have to become proud. Now all three are very dear to Krishna. And those who are very dear to Krishna, he cannot tolerate pride in them. Okay, because he sees pride is not good in my devotees. So immediately he solves the pride. He does some solution for that. So he said one day that in the mind he thought, I must help my three members of my dearmost family that they should not be proud. So release them from pride. So he thought of Hanuman. Hanuman was there in the world. So he remembered Hanuman in the mind and told him, please come near Dwarka. I will call you. As proper time, I'll call you to come inside. You come there and wait there. So he came there. So he thought, Dwarka ke bahar jungle hai, achha ped hai, phal hai, phool hai. So he eating all those things. And he told Hanuman, told Garuda, please go immediately. One of my greatest devotees has come. You have to bring him. Great respect. Put him on your body, as a chariot, and bring him to Dwarka. And told Rukmini that today my great devotee is coming. So you should dress up and make up in such a way, in the best of your ways you should do makeup. And he told Chakra separately that today one person is coming. He is not a human being, he is a monkey. He is a notorious fellow. So I don't want anybody to disturb me. So you should revolve around Dwarka in such a way that nobody should enter. So Hanumanji ko bola hai ki you come, I want to meet you. So Hanumanji will come, no? So Chakra will tell him, hey, why are you going? Who are you? You are a monkey. This is not a monkey kingdom. This is human beings are staying here. And then demigods also come. You don't come inside. So Garuda went first. Rukmini went to the makeup room. All servants are making her up nicely. Sola Shrungar. She is wearing her best dress, best makeup, best everything she is doing. Liquids for fragrance she was putting. So then Garuda reached out of the Dwarka and the borders and he saw that the big monkey, huge monkey is there. He is eating fruits in the tree. So he said, it's a great devotee of the Lord. Maybe it can be. So he said, oh dear devotee of the Lord, I have come to take you. Please come, ride on me. I will take you very swiftly to Dwarka. So he said, I am very hungry actually. I have come long distance. I am very hungry. Let me eat some more fruits. You go ahead. I will come behind you. So he said, I have very great speed. You do not know maybe, but I am having great speed. If you come with me, you will reach faster. So he said, no, don't worry. You go ahead and tell the master that I am coming very soon. So he thought in the mind, aise bhi to monkey hai na. How he has any intelligence? How much intelligence he can have as a monkey? So I told him, but still doesn't understand what I can do. He's a fool. So he went. What to do? He's not coming, so what to do? He went away. And here Hanumanji, after going, Garuda went for a long time and long time he ate all the fruits and everything, was happy. And he just jumped. He didn't fly or traveled. He just jumped in one leap. Next step was in Dwarka. And immediately he was stopped by Chakra. He said, who are you? Why are you jumping like this? He said, my master is calling me. Who is your master? Who can be your master? Monkey master, who can be master? So my master is Lord Krishna. He is calling me. So I have to go. So he said, no, monkeys cannot come inside. Really? So he just captured Chakra like this. He just folded him. I can't fold this paper. It's a very nice paper. That's why I would have shown you. Any paper is there? Please give me one paper. No, one paper you can tear now from this diary. Okay. A rough paper do na. This is Chakra. Symbolic, by the way. Captured him and he just bundled him like this and put him in his mouth. And he went inside. Chakra couldn't even defeat, couldn't even retaliate also. He couldn't even fight or there was no war. It's an instant event, you know. In 1 second, he just captured him, bundled him, put him in the mouth. And he went inside Dwarka assembly. And by the time Rukmini had dressed up nicely and no ornaments, everything, she was sitting next to Lord Ram. Hanumanji came and never anybody saw that monkey has come in the assembly of Dwarka. Dwarka assembly was Indra's assembly, Indra, the king of demigods, he had an assembly called Sudharma. That assembly was a very special assembly. Sabhagraha. That was imported from Indra Loka by love from Indra to Lord Krishna. I service ki mera darbar le lo. In that assembly, no monkey had come till now. And here monkey comes, huge monkey, everybody is like surprised. And to more surprise of their all of them surprise is that Lord Krishna got up from his Singhasan, went running to him and embraced him. He said, my God, this is more a surprise that our Dwarkadish Krishna is embracing a monkey. So then he brought him to his own place and made him sit down in another asana nicely, sweetly spoke to him for a long time. To that day, assembly work is stopped. No assembly work, only loving relations between Hanumanji and Lord Krishna. Like some VIP comes, some Radhana Swami comes. Jai Pataka Swami comes that day. Dr. Shanbag, Dr. Sankey, Dr. Shetty, everybody is moving around them only. No business that day. Simply going around with the main guests. Like that, Lord Krishna is simply busy with Hanuman. And then Hanumanji is again given sweetmeats and laddus and everything, and lots of sweet talks are going on. And then Hanumanji suddenly tells Lord Ram, Lord Krishna, that I want to talk to you something private. Can I go a little aside? He said, yeah, yeah, we'll go. So they went little aside, you know, away from the assembly and everybody. He said, I have one question to you. Since long time I'm watching, one lady is sitting on your asana, next to you. Is she your dasi or who is she? And he speaks loud enough so that Sita can hear it. Rukmini can hear it. He said, in our times when you came as Lord Ram, you were with Sita and Sita was so beautiful. Nowadays you are sitting with dasis on your next to you. What it meant was that the best of the beauty of Rukmini was equal to one of the dasis of Sita. So how much Sita must be beautiful? That message was conveyed to Sita. I mean conveyed to Rukmini. So Rukmini immediately, you know, understood that in the best of her beauties, she is not even compared to one dasi of Sita Devi. So her job was done. She immediately became humble. Okay. So after talking for a long time, Lord Krishna is asking, since you came, I am watching that your cheek is swollen. Is there anything wrong on the way? So you got hurt or your teeth is hurting you or some swelling is there? Oh, I forgot to tell you. When I came, no, Hanumanji said I was coming. Some fellow called Chakra stopped me and told me that you can't go inside. So I was in a hurry because I want to meet you. I cannot stop meeting you. So I just bundled him and put him in the mouth. He said, oh, don't do that. He's my best weapon. He's my Sudarshan Chakra. He said, really? Oh, I didn't know that. He just took him out. Chakra, his folded hands fell at the feet of Hanuman. I'm very sorry. I didn't recognize you. And I wanted to stop you. It's my arrogance that I wanted to stop you. So Chakra also understood that. He is worthy of making a bundle like this and putting in the mouth, you know. And he could not do anything inside, by the way. Hanumanji ate everything, talked everything nicely while Chakra is arrested inside. And so much time went, you know. Discussion went, eating happened. He asked Lord Krishna about servant, dasi, next to you. He took out Chakra from mouth. So much time passed. And then Garuda came panting, sweating and panting, to tell Krishna that monkey servant of yours is not willing to come. I want to report to you that you told me some service. I went there and he refused. He said, he is here. Since long time he has come here. He is here. See, he is sitting next to me. That means that much time Garuda took to reach Dwarka. Supposedly the highest speed of his. Nobody can go higher than that speed. And he is coming with that speed. It took so much time to him to reach Dwarka. And here this fellow has jumped there and spent hours together in the meantime. So he understood that, my God, what speed he must be having. That time Krishna told him, you know, he jumped from Indian Ocean straight to Lanka one time. He is not ordinary. So you may think you are the fastest, but here is my friend, Hanumanji. So he used Hanuman to even reduce the pride of who? Rukmini, Garuda and Chakra, the best of his servants. Not ordinary people. So Hanumanji is such a virtuous personality. In spite of having such power and knowledge and mystic powers and so many virtues, He's so humble actually. He said, whatever my Lord wants, you know, for whichever purpose. There was no purpose actually. He just wanted to say, you come, I want to meet you. Oh, welcome, meet you. But Lord is fulfilling a great purpose just by inviting him. So this is Hanuman. Huh? There are so many unlimited wonderful stories of Hanuman. One more story I get reminded. How many of you have gone to Jagannath Puri? Okay. So one place I did not take you last time, I'll take you this time. Okay? There's one place called Kanfatta Hanuman. Kanfatta Hanuman's temple is inside the Jagannath temple. In the big complex of Jagannath, there are many temples. There's one called Ekadashi temple is there. In Jagannath Puri, nobody fasts. And Ekadashi is the goddess of fasting, na? Upvas. So Ekadashi goddess is captured, arrested and hung upside down. Usko ulta taang ke rakha hai, Jagannath ke mandir ke piche. Chota sa mandir hai, usme Ekadashi Devi is standing upside down, hanging tied up, so that nobody can do any fasting in Jagannath Puri. Jagannath Puri means only eating, bhojan, upvas nahi karne ka. Like that, there are many temples inside. Narsingha temple is there. There is one temple of Hanumanji called Kanfatta Hanuman. How this temple came in? The Jagannathpur temple is in the bank of ocean. They say, Jhu temple, dekha aapne, Jhu temple is gone. How far is from ocean? It's just 3 minutes walk. Ocean bhai hai wo. By the way, after Jhu temple came up, so many buildings came up in between the ocean and the temple. So it is little far, appears far, but actually on the bank of the ocean only. That much far is the temple from Jagannath Puri, the ocean. So ocean used to roar with big sound and waves. And so Lady Subhadra Devi, the sister of Lord, started getting disturbed with so much of sound. Like how I tell Gopikant, go up on second floor, disturbing. Like that, Lady Subhadra told brothers, Jagannath and Baldev, please, this sound is very disturbing, I don't like. So they said, call Hanuman. And Hanuman will absorb all the sound in his ear and it will not go anywhere else. So Hanumanji was standing there. He was called. He said, you stand here and absorb all the sound vibrations of the ocean in your ear and nothing should reach Lady Subhadra. So he is standing there absorbing all the ocean sound, and that's why there is one miracle of Jagannath temple that is so close to the ocean, but not even one sound of a wave is there in the inside of the temple complex. That is a miracle. Being so close also, you can't hear any wave sound there. Because the Kanfatta Hanuman is standing there, absorbing all the sound in his ears. So his one ear is deaf. Iska kaan phat gaya hai. That Hanumanji is standing there. Another story is that, of Jagannath Puri only. Huh? This story is called as Bedu Hanuman Leela. Bedi Hanuman Leela. Bedi means chain. Bedi means you tie up with somebody na, with chain, that's called Bedi. So, again Lady Subhadra was very disturbed because the ocean would always conquer Jagannath Puri. The water of the ocean would always go beyond the limits and flood the city of Jagannath Puri. So all Jagannath Puri people, Subhadra was very disturbed. This ocean, the god of ocean is very arrogant, is conquering and disturbing my people, do something about it. So they all discussed. Jagannath and Baldev, what to do to make our sister happy. So they decided that we'll call Hanuman. But Hanuman is so powerful that the ocean god is scared of Hanuman. So if you make Hanuman stand there at the ocean of Jagannath Puri, then out of fear of Hanuman, ocean will not come forward than the borders. So Hanumanji was summoned and Hanumanji came, okay, my lord, whatever seva I am ready to do. So standing there, sometimes some people are just there. That is also very important. They may not do anything. We say, ki, sir, aap aajao. Aap, you just be there. Bas. We want you to be there. So an old lady, the 95-year-old lady, suppose. Senior most lady in the marriage. What we want is she should just come in the marriage and sit there. Bas. Her service is to just sit there and bless everybody. She can't even raise her hand or bend down. But she has to just sit there and people will come to her and take her blessings. And we see that that person has to be there. So that person is sent a car and escort and everything and brought early in the morning only, and the best positions, asana, cushion is given to her. So Hanumanji has no seva there. He has to just come and stand there. He just has to be there. That's all. So when he was standing there, being there, the ocean never dared to come out. and never crossed her his limits. And Jagannath Puri, everybody is happy. Lady Subhadra also very happy. Now Hanuman is standing there. Many days passed, many months passed. We have gone there, Bedi Hanuman. You don't remember, we have gone there. We have taken darshan also. I will remind you. So, many days passed. And he was promised that whatever Jagannath Bhagwan eats, dal and chawal. That is the famous story of Jagannath Ji's dal and chawal. That will be fed to you. So he said, okay, fine. So he stood there and every day dal chawal would come. Lunch dal chawal, dinner dal chawal would come. And he would stand there. Many days passed, ocean never crossed the limits. And he got bored. He said, what is that? Anyway, ocean is not coming up. And I am standing here. He started remembering all the beautiful food items which Sita would cook for him. Mother Sita. Laddus and so many fried items and sweets and everything. And he said that, anyway, many days has passed, nothing has happened. Let me go in the night time. I'll jump from here to Ayodhya, meet Sita Devi, eat from her hands and come back in the morning. Anyway, day duty I have done. Night duty I can take off. So he went. He jumped to Ayodhya. And Mother Sita was saying, oh, my dear son, Hanuman, you have come. I am missing you. He said, yeah, I am also missing you, Mother. Your nice food. I am hungry. Please, they are only giving dal chawal to me. Can you please cook for me? Yes, yes, my dear son. So she cooked so many items for him. And whole night he kept eating and so happy. And he came back in the morning. He saw ocean is there only. No problem. So he thought that I went for the night. I came back. Ocean did not come. So good, I will go every night and come back. So every night he would go to Ayodhya and jumped and he ate and he came back. Second day nothing happened. Third day nothing happened. After 7 days, the ocean came to know that this fellow goes in the night. So after few days of this story, one day when we jumped back to Ayodhya, ocean just flooded whole Jagannath Puri. Everybody woke up in the night, they were sleeping and so much disturbance and so much noise and cries were there. With that, Subhadra also woke up and he saw what happened. So ocean has conquered again Jagannath Puri. Everybody is miserable. So she says, where is our man? Where is Hanumanji? She is not there. We searched first him only. Where is he? Everybody is calling Hanuman. He is not there. She became very upset. And next morning, all this haakar was happening. No rescue, nothing. Hanumanji jumps back. As soon as Hanuman jumps back, ocean ran away. So they were still upset with him. Of course, he came and solved their misery. His village, Jagannath. So he solved their misery, but still they were angry with him. You gave us trouble and then you solved it, na? You're supposed to prevent the trouble. Why you went? He said, what to do? You guys are just giving dal chawal to me. I'm used to eating such nice food when my mother Sita feeds me. So that time they had a meeting. So it's a genuine problem. To solve the problem. And he said that from that time onwards, they decided to offer Chappan Bhoga to Lord Jagannath. Because the rule was that whatever Jagannath eats, he will be given the same food as Prasadam. So from that day onwards, they promised Hanumanji that we will make sure that we will offer 56 different items to Jagannath. And after he honors 56 items, you will be sent the same Prasad. But still, even though they promised him all that thing, still they tied him with a big iron chain to make sure that he will not go away. And today also, every day, Jagannath Chappan Bhog Prasad goes to Bedi Hanuman and he eats that. And he's standing there and ocean is standing there only. No problem. Like that. So there are so many wonderful stories of Hanuman like that.
Actually, we had gone there.
We had gone there, I remember. Because it's a bank of ocean only. There are many holy places in the bank of ocean. So one of them is Bedi Hanuman. So we have gone there and the pujari will lift his dhoti and show you the chain on his two legs tied up to the wall. And he's standing like this at the bank of ocean. Very really huge murti is there. Bedi Hanuman. So people are explaining that this particular Bedi that they put is out of love. Out of love they bound him because they loved him so much. They bound him with that chain out of love. Bedi Hanuman. You had heard this story before? All these stories. So next time I'll ask you and you tell the stories to me. Next Hanuman Jayanti, okay? Don't make me repeat the stories every time. Next time you tell me the stories. Anyone remember any other story of Hanumanji? Huh? One time, one of the devotees, one of the businessmen, sadhu was telling him, you should chant the name of Lord Ram. He said, I'm very busy, I don't have any time. What about morning time? No, I get up early morning and go to office, and in the afternoon I hardly take 10 minutes to eat and I immediately go back to work. And I get very tired and I sleep, so I don't have any time. So that sadhu went on convincing him, no, you should take the name of the Lord. It's very important, you should find time. So I have no time. Sadhu said, do you go to toilet? Yeah, I do go to toilet. What to do? It's a must. So you chant, if you don't have time to chant anywhere, then please, while you do your business in toilet, you chant. He said, I can't argue now because, I am there for some time. I can't say I have no time. I have to go there every day. So he started chanting the name of Lord Ram while he is in toilet doing his business. So one day, Hanumanji was passing by near toilet area and he heard Ram's name coming from that area. He said, what nonsense? My master's name, somebody is chanting in the toilet. So he went inside. He saw that businessman doing his business in toilet and chanting the name of Lord Ram. So he gave a tight slap, very nicely. He gave tight, very angry. He was, how can you do this nonsense activity? So he did that business of slapping him. And that fellow fell unconscious, the way he slapped him. At the same time, his cheek became really swollen, like paining. And from there he went to Ram Darbar, Ayodhya, to meet Lord Ram. And he saw Lord Ram sitting like this, in the assembly hall. Suppose if some king is there, he's sitting like this in the assembly hall, not able to talk, his cheek is swollen, and he's in deep pain. It looks like his one eye is a little red than other eye. Everybody is a little sorrowful, because today our king is having this problem. So he just says, what happened? Who has done this to Lord Ram? I will kill that person. I take a vow. Whoever has done this, I will kill that person. So Lord Ram is not able to speak only. So after some time, somebody tells him that somebody slapped him yesterday. So who slapped him? Who dares to slap my master? So then Lord Ram pointed at him only. You slapped me. So how you slapped me? So when my devotee is chanting my name, you went and slapped him. So whenever somebody takes the name of my name, whatever happens to him, I take on me. So you went and slapped him, I have taken it on my cheek. So this is how it is. So immediately Hanumanji went and begged pardon for the person, please, I'm sorry. So Lord Ram did this pastime so that to tell everybody that you can't give an excuse that I can't chant there and chant there. Anywhere, everywhere one can chant the name of the Lord. So toilet is not a place where it's prohibited, by the way. Wherever you are, you can chant. Wherever you be, you go to be there. Every place can be utilized to chant the name of the Lord. There is no restriction. Tatrarpita na niyamita smarani na kalaha. There is no place restriction, time restriction, age restriction, any restriction. No sex restriction, no caste, country, language, no restriction. Principle is to chant the holy name of the Lord. So use Hanuman for that. Any other story? My Guruji has written a full book called Jai Hanuman. And that book is available in the stall also. Yes. Tulsi Books has published that Jai Hanuman. It's available in the bookstall. You can read it. Very nice stories are there. Very beautiful stories. Okay. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.